Mumbo Jumbo's got it all lined up today. I promised I was going to do another experiment with the Blake from Hasbin, and I've got two AeroPresses here lined up. I weighed up my coffee beans, and what I'm going to do, one of them I'm going to grind quite fine because you can actually push something through the AeroPress, which is obviously not an espresso, but quite espresso-like, that you can add milk to quite nicely. And then, of course, you can grind the beans coarser and push it through the AeroPress more like a filter coffee. So what I want to do today, and have the luxury of having two AeroPresses here to play with, is I'm going to grind one quite fine and the other one as coarse as I usually do when I use my V60, and then see what the difference is. Is there going to be a difference or not? Well, it looks like a little lab here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo, and I'm excited because that bean smells so good. And as I said, as an espresso, it didn't really work for me. But as a filter coffee in the V60, it is nice. So let's just see what this little experiment will show us. And I'm going to start by transferring some of the beans into my hand grinder, the Porlex hand grinder. The ones that I grind, I'm going to grind a little fine. I'm going to use that. And on the other one, I'm going to use my other electrical burr grinder, the Rancilio Rocky. And there, I'm just going to do it as coarse as I normally do for the V60. Okay, both sets of beans are ground. No mistake, I've put them into two different AeroPresses. You can tell the difference immediately. One's finer, the other one's coarser. I've got my water in here with a thermometer. I've got two timers here ready. I've got everything preheated I'm going to extract into. So I'm all set for the experiment. Oh, wow, there's a great bloom on both of them. I've put both my timers on, and they're brewing away very nicely. Only about 20 seconds apart, each of them. So I've done very, very well doing them both. I'm doing the inverted AeroPress method, which I prefer. You can exactly know how long your coffee is brewing. And the color already is quite light, but that's to be expected. And I'll check back in with you once I've pushed through and I'm ready to drink. Well, I'm about to stop here. The second one, the coarser one, and push through. Great, and I've got to wait until the temperature is really so that I can drink it. About 56, 57°C.